Happy 4th of July, everybody. This is Justin, and I'm here with the first of four parts in an interview with Dorian Soto, who was a contract animator at RealFX for a couple months. And I just wanted to get his perspective on the animation industry, getting into it out of school and that kind of stuff, and figure out where he's come from and where he's going. So here we go. All right, we're talking with Dorian Soto. Is that your last name?
Soto, yep.
Cool. Where are you from originally?
Originally from New York.
Okay.
Been living in Alexandria for pretty much a good length of my time now. So
yeah.
Been enjoying that, so, you know, with wife.
Yeah. So tell us about how you got into animation. What got you started?
I would say the very first film that, you know, got me interested in animation was The Jungle Book, just because it was purely, I mean, the story wasn't fantastic or anything, but it had the animation was beautiful. I mean, it was just really, really good to watch, you know, especially, like, the movements and, like, the dance routine that, I'm blanking on his name, King Louis.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that whole little routine that he did was fantastic. And, but then, I think what got me, you know, into it was Toy Story. It was the first Toy Story film.
And okay.
I was a little kid watching it, so,
yeah.
You know, that got me totally involved in it. After that, I was like, oh, I think I can actually learn that.
So dare I ask, how old you were when you saw Toy Story?
18?
Okay.
18, 19, something like that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But for me, I think one of the biggest challenges was trying to figure out how to take... I grew up in a fairly rough neighborhood, you know, not very wealthy neighborhood at all. But and so for me, like, trying to get the education, trying to find the resources to learn animation was even more challenging, especially in the neighborhood that I grew up in Queens. But eventually, I pushed myself out of there. My parents were, that was the best part, was like, my parents were like, no, you're not sticking around here. You're getting out. You're going to do something with you. You're not going to stick around here. So they put me in a really good school. But I still wasn't learning animation at the time. It was more like the stepping stone to that journey, and I didn't know where that was going to take me. I started doing design. I was doing motion graphics for a long period of time, and it wasn't just until, you know, I started seeing all these schools open up that, you know, were a little more available to me, like Animation Mentor, for instance. And then I found that I could actually find those resources. Now it's like it's abundant. You know,
yeah,
it's insane.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So what school were you going to?
Well, I was going to Bayside High School. That's where I first... Oh, wait. Which are you asking me about?
For studying animation.
For studying animation? I went to the Art Institute.
Okay.
And that in D.C. And D.C. was more... they were starting up. You know, you could definitely see that their resources were, you know, minimal. You know, they didn't have a lot. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so, I mean, I got to learn... What was good about it is that I got to learn all the other stuff, which was the life drawing part of it, which is, I think, is a huge foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And... I got to learn a little bit of everything in 3D, but it wasn't until, you know, I started getting into the animation part of it. I originally started in doing hand-drawn animation, and that was kind of where I learned the principles the best, because before I was just really just struggling with the computer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So then when did you transition from traditional to computer animation? At the Art Institute, or was it somewhere else?
No, it was at the Art Institute.
Okay.
I like I said, I got a little bit of everything there. So, and I kind of did it backwards, where I was doing a lot of the Maya stuff, and they were really teaching you more the program than they were the principles.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, and so rather than you know, really kind of nailing down what, you know, what I have to look for when a pose, you know, I was really more like, you know, how do I build this little texture? How do I move this little key around? You know, I'm struggling with a graph editor. It's like, this is what your curve is. This is what your graph editor looks like.
Well, yeah.
Great. What do I do with that?
You know,
it's like, I have no idea. So, but it wasn't until I really started getting into hand-drawn animation where I really started to, you know, focus more on getting the poses that I needed to get, you know, getting those key poses and really working within those poses.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the end of part one. Thanks for listening. Part two will come up in a day or so, and in that one, Dorian will talk about where he went after he got out of school. Thanks again for listening. Take care.